Catholic Charities in Chicago has been caring for abused and neglected children for almost 90 years. That will all end on June 30th. The Chicago Archdiocese says it can no longer afford liability coverage. Last year, it settled a child abuse lawsuit for $12 million. And now, as NPR's David Shaper reports, most companies won't even offer insurance to the foster care agency.
Arlene Mitchell spends a lot of time in her car.
It's hard going no matter what direction you're going from downtown.
Mitchell is a foster care caseworker for Catholic Charities. She spends much of her time driving all over the Chicago area to check in on foster parents and the kids in their care. The cases can be emotionally draining.
But I can truly say that I love working at Catholic Charities, and at 34 years old, I was hoping to retire from charities. And it's kind of sad to me to think that I probably won't be able to do that.
That's because the agency is retiring from foster care first, because it can't get liability insurance. The cases of nearly 1,000 foster children will be transferred to other foster care agencies. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services, or DCFS, says its system has the capacity to absorb Catholic Charities' caseload, even though it is one of the largest. And many of its caseworkers may be hired by those other agencies. But as many as 150 employees like Arlene Mitchell could lose their jobs.
I've been keeping it stuffed for the last week. I'm not ready to deal with it. So I'm just preparing my cases to get them ready for DCFS. And that's as much as I'm willing to deal with right now.
It's a sad day. There's no doubt about it.
Walter Owsley is chief operating officer for Catholic Charities in Chicago, which 40 years ago was one of the first agencies to contract with the state to place abused or neglected kids with foster families. For half a century before that, Catholic Charities took in abused and neglected children at its children's hospital and orphanage. Babies were often left at the doorstep of what now serves as Charities' administrative headquarters. It's part of the core mission, Owsley says, but he contends Catholic Charities had no other choice but to drop foster care. After settling a lawsuit last summer for $12 million with three children who claimed to suffer horrific abuse in a Catholic Charities foster home in the 90s.
And our carrier felt that we were too large of a risk to continue.
Owsley says Catholic Charities tried to find other insurers but couldn't.
We had sent out RFPs to 26 carriers, and we were turned down flat by 24. The remaining two are still trying to figure out whether or not we are a worthy risk or not. But we could not go forward with insurance elapsing as of June 30th.
It's a problem, as far as I know, in almost every state.
Margaret Berglund is president of the Child Care Association of Illinois, an organization representing child welfare agencies.
You know, we've had a couple agencies over the past couple years that were faced with a very similar predicament, which was they weren't quite sure if they were going to be able to get insurance at all. Now, ultimately, they were able to find it at a very steep price.
But Berglund says that's a cost that these nonprofits can't pass on to the state, so it reduces the money available for care. But in this situation, not everyone is sympathetic.
You know, I have a problem with the Archdiocese or Catholic Charities positioning themselves as the victim in this case.
Chicago lawyer Christopher Hurley represented the three children who were awarded the $12 million settlement.
The victims were the three children that were grotesquely abused and neglected in the care of a foster parent that they licensed and that they failed to monitor.
Hurley says one of the girls had her hands forced into a pot of boiling water. The boy suffered cigarette burns, and there was evidence of sexual abuse and malnourishment.
If they had done their job in caring for these children, there would have been no lawsuit, there would have been no settlement.
Catholic Charities Owsley accepts responsibility, but he and other child welfare advocates argue even with the best screening, agencies can't monitor foster children 24/7. What they want are state laws to protect them from liability for children in their care, so they can concentrate resources on helping abused and neglected children. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.